The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 5. And you, son of man, take yourself a sharp sword. As a barber's razor you will take it to yourself, and will cause it to pass on your head and on your beard. Then take yourself balances to weigh and divide the hair. A third part you will burn in the fire in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And you will take a third part, and strike with the sword round about it. And a third part you will scatter to the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And you will take of them a few in number, and bind them in your skirts. And of these again you will take, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. Therefrom will a fire come forth into all the house of Israel. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and countries are round about her. And she has rebelled against my ordinances in doing wickedness more than the nations, and against my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have rejected my ordinances, and as for my statutes, they haven't walked in them. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because you are turbulent more than the nations that are round about you, and haven't walked in my statutes, neither have kept my ordinances, neither have done after the ordinances of the nations that are round about you. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, look, I, even I, am against you, and I will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I haven't done, and to which I will not do any more the like, because of all your disgusting behaviors. Therefore the fathers will eat the sons in the midst of you, and the sons will eat their fathers, and I will execute judgments on you, and the whole remnant of you I will scatter to all the winds. Therefore, as I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things, and with all your disgusting behaviors, therefore I also will shave you off. Neither will my eye spare, and I also will have no pity. A third part of you will die with the pestilence, and with famine they will be consumed in the midst of you, and a third part will fall by the sword round about you, and a third part I will scatter to all the winds and will draw out a sword after them. Thus will my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my wrath toward them to rest, and I will be comforted. And they will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken in my zeal when I have accomplished my wrath on them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation and a reproach among the nations that are round about you, in the sight of all who pass by. So it will be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment to the nations that are round about you, when I will execute judgments on you in anger and in wrath, and in wrathful rebukes, I, Yahweh, have spoken it. When I will send on them the evil arrows of famine that are for destruction, which I will send to destroy you. And I will increase the famine on you and will break your staff of bread. And I will send on you famine and evil beasts, and they will bury you. And pestilence and blood will pass through you, and I will bring the sword on you. I, Yahweh, have spoken it.